Well, it's wonderful to be with you all this morning. It's exciting to have track 7, first time this year, and we're so great for the turnout and all of you joining us this week. We pray that first full day of the conference is done and that was an encouragement to you. And I hope you're also enjoying just the time of fellowship, getting to know the people around you. And it's wonderful to see so many familiar faces in the room even today. My name is Pastor Aaron Burke. I serve as one of the pastors here at Faith Church and are also on our Monday counseling team that serves to provide counseling for our community. You know, part of the session, especially for this one, is part of the marriage specialization is a focus topic just related to the issue of anger and the issue of parenting. Many times in counseling, you're going to find one of the biggest problems that parents go through is just the natural sinful temptation to respond in sinful anger in the parenting task. And parenting has a way of revealing, especially problems in the marriage that were not previously really known. But as children begin to come into the picture, God brings out desires in the heart. And so that's really what this lecture is sort of focusing on. Yes, it's going to focus sort of on the second half of how do we help children, but primarily on the first half, just some of the resources, especially to encourage parents who are feeling maybe overwhelmed in the parenting task, who are beginning to see the anger come out in their marriage. This is a very common problem that you're going to deal with in most marriage counseling of those who have children. Many times, again, parents are going to typically want to respond when their children don't do what they want. Sinful anger is one of the most common responses to try to control the situation to make their children do what they want. And so this is such an important topic just to be thinking about together. And I would encourage you, again, you could always go back to our track 1 training as well. We have topics on just foundations of parenting. There's 3 lectures there that are also focused on this topic. And so avail yourself to those resources. You know, as you think also about parenting resources, you know, there's lots out there. You know, Paul Tripp's book, especially for younger children, is excellent. He has also one Age for Opportunity, which is more geared toward teens. So both of those could be resources. But then also Lou Priulu's book, Heart of Anger, is an excellent resource as well on this topic. And as you only have an hour, you can only cover so much. So let me pray for our time together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, God, that we have a wonderful, perfect Heavenly Father. Lord, we're thankful that in your discipline and in your instruction and you parenting each of our hearts, Lord, that you never sin, that you're righteous in all your ways, that you're perfectly wise, Father, that you're perfectly loving. And Father, that's why we look to you for wisdom. We look to you for help. We look to you for the resources that we need for the purpose that you call us to as parents and as counselors as we seek to help those parents who are struggling in the area of anger and with children who are also struggling with anger. Help us, Lord, to glorify you as we do this. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. So first point, especially in giving hope, I think, to parents is who are feeling overwhelmed in the parenting task. Pressures are building in their marriage. They're feeling frustrated that they're not able to maybe parent their children is trusting the Lord and the resources that he provides you to raise your children. When I first was married, again, I did not think I was a very angry person until I had children. And that's a reality of most, I think, parents is children have a way, I think, of revealing our expectations and our strong desires that we have of them in just absolutely unique ways that sometimes are very humbling for you as a parent. And parenting as a whole can seem like this daunting and overwhelming task. But the reality is we want to give hope to parents in the very beginning when they're coming in for counseling to say, you know, God's got all the resources we need. God commands us for the task of parenting. And so he's going to give you all the resources you need. You know, one way I like to put it with my counselees is sometimes it just feels like you're just banging your head against the wall as a parent, right? You're doing everything that you can. You know, but it's not like God is asking you just to bang your head against the pavement and just crack the pavement with your face. He gives you the resources you need for the task, right? And so he'll give you the jackhammer at the times that you need the jackhammer, right? But sometimes parenting just feels like, man, everything I try to do, it just seems like I'm not doing a good job. Well, what gives me hope especially, and I think one of the hopes of the resources that you can begin to help working with parents is first just the resource, if they're a believer, that they're reconciled to God, that they're reconciled to God. And so one of the joys of being in Christ is you are reconciled with God, who is the perfect Heavenly Father. And so, for example, a passage like 2:8-9 can give us incredible hope that it's by God's grace you've been saved, but you're created now in Christ Jesus for the good works of glorifying God in the parenting task. And God has prepared before the foundations of the world these good works that you can walk in them as a parent. And so God is aware of all the challenges that your children are going through. God is aware of all the challenges right now that are in your marriage. And God, in preparation, in view of all of these things, has these great works for you as a parent to glorify him and to walk in. And it just gives an incredible hope to parents that they are reconciled to God for this very purpose, to glorify God in parenting. And so to be able to encourage Christian parents that they were saved for this specific purpose, to be able to glorify God in this way. But part of this is also incredibly helpful too, because as parents, again, we often are so tempted to think, what does it look like? How do I do that in this situation, in that situation, in that situation? And just stepping back and helping parents just really think, well, if you're reconciled to God and you have a perfect relationship and a growing relationship with the perfect parent over all humanity, what that means is your relationship in every single way with the Lord is going to be shaping you as a parent. And so as you are instructed by God in his word, it's going to better help you to instruct your children. As you are disciplined by the Lord in your life and you're responding to that discipline, you're going to be able to better discipline your children, meaning you have intimate knowledge and insight into his ways, into his will, into his character. And so just stepping back and going, Lord, do you know how to deal with disobedient children? And the question is, absolutely, absolutely. God has so many disobedient children, right? And so as we begin to just give hope to parents of, man, God knows so well disobedience. So well disobedience. And so as you begin just to grow as a parent in your relationship with the Lord and see how he handles his disobedient people and his word over and over and over again, you're just going to have greater confidence as a parent when you encounter disobedience to know how to handle it because of just your personal relationship with the Lord. Do you think God knows how to bless and reward with good gifts? Absolutely. And so as you look at the scriptures and you just see God in so many ways just bless and show kindness to his children, even when they don't deserve it, it begins to shape you as a parent to think, in all sorts of ways I can bless and reward my children. Or do you think God knows how to instruct and model what we ought to do? Again, absolutely. And so the point being is, as I think about every aspect of the parenting task, it's shaped by my reconciled relationship with the Lord. And that gives great hope, is to know that as I personally am growing in my walk with the Lord, I'm going to be better equipped for the parenting task. And so many parents will say, what does forgiving my children look like when they sin against me? Well, we look at the scriptures and it's always, as God in Christ forgave you. That's how we forgive. Meaning our understanding, again, of forgiveness is shaped by our personal relationship of experiencing God's forgiveness. What does loving my children when they sin look like? Well, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. What does providing for my children look like? Well, as Christ, who was rich for your sake, became poor, that you might become rich, right? So every aspect of the Christian life is shaped by this point. So as you apply your parenting, it's shaped by your growing personal relationship with the Lord. But then you also have the hope that you can give parents that you have peace with one another as believers. If you have children who are believers, this is a reality. Christ has made peace. Christ has made peace. Oops, sorry. You have peace with one another. There we go. You have peace with one another, meaning Christ has made peace. So if you're talking here with two believing parents, there's the reality that they already have peace in Christ because of the relationship. And so the command primarily is they have to maintain that peace. But that peace has already been established. But that gives, again, great hope for those who are parenting children who are believers. There's that truth as well, that promise that they already in Christ have been reconciled and have peace with one another. And there's now a responsibility to maintain that peace. And here's where that gives me hope is not everyone is against you. Right? And at times it can feel like that. And so if you're dealing with a believing couple who's coming in for counseling in your church, right, at times they can feel like my children are against me. It seems like my spouse is against me. But to know that Christ makes it possible for us to have peace with one another. And that's where Ephesians 2:14-18 comes in. He himself is our peace. He is our peace. Right? And he's broken down hostility, barriers, dividing walls by abolishing in his flesh enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace. And so when we again think about the differences between Jews and Gentiles, I mean, these are strong differences. And God makes it possible to reconcile people of very different cultures, very different backgrounds, right? And so that just gives us incredible hope in the parenting task. It is many times parents come in with very different cultures from the family, could even come from very different ethnicities. I deal a lot in international ministry, and sometimes you have two people marrying from two different cultural families, and those differences come up in the marriage task.